Tam skata na wow, na wago maga nak dalas waska hat itsiga soon. Welcome to Nehyo Peak Squid Tapaigan.
Yeah, I'm glad we're saying that more now in Nehyo Ewin. Nehyo Peak Squid Tapaigan, the Cree speaking hour.
Nehyo Peak Squid Tapaigan.
I had that.
Oh, yeah, man, you rocked it there, baby. You rocked it.
Every time that we talk about things that are important to kind of know and make knowledgeable, especially when you're learning the language. And one of them is that a big thing that plays a part in our language is knowing what is animate, which means alive, what we consider alive, and what is non-living. Living and non-living, those are things. And a good example of this is actually some of these words. So I'm going to go over some words with you, Dallas. I'm going to go over some living things, things that we consider living, mm-hmm. and some non-living things. But they're also good words even just to practice. But yes, there are certain things that you would think we would consider living and they're non-living in Cree, or things that are non-living that we would think is living. But I think that plays a really important part in learning language too, is knowing how to differentiate words like that.
Yeah.
So, actually, the very first word I want to go over is kind of surprising, and that is mitas.
Mitas.
And that's a pair of pants. Oh, that's cool. Something that is living. Mitas.
Mitas.
Yeah. And then another thing that is considered living is asagan.
Asagan.
Asagan. Asak.
Asak. Cool.
Mm-hmm. That's considered living to us. Oh. A living object. Another thing that is considered living is Uspuagan.
Uspuagan.
A pipe. Uspuagan.
Uspuagan.
Another thing that is considered living in Nehyo Ewin is emiguan.
Emiguan.
A spoon.
A spoon.
Yeah, a spoon is considered living. But you look at the other utensils like mokaman or jisaisebuagans, a fork, they're non-living. Moya. The only utensil to us that is living or considered an animate object, which is a living object, is emiguan, spoon.
Emiguans.
Mm-hmm. Emiguans. Egua, another thing that is considered living is segi payas.
Segi payas.
And that's a car.
Oh, cool.
And maybe it's because it moves.
Segi pampa, eh? Segi pimpayas.
That's how driving.
Yeah.
Segi payas is a car and it's considered living.
Ah.
Some things that are considered non-living, or what technically when you're learning it's inanimate, is a huapaguni.
Oh, huapaguni.
Yeah, flower. It's considered non-living. I wonder why though, hey? Because I think when you think of plants and animals being alive, like you consider them alive. I don't know.
You know, because I would think of a huapaguni as you would grow it in Kagiaski.
Even Mother like Earth. Grass, a piece of grass, muskusi, that's considered inanimate, non-living.
Yeah, wow.
Even a leaf is considered non-living. Nippy.
Maybe because we don't eat them.
Even medicine is considered non-living. Muskigi. Oh,
geez. Hey, what about muskigi wino?
Living.
Interesting.
Also, me bit like a tooth is non-living, so that when you lost, it was already non-living.
Oh, my God. Non-living me bit.
Mystic one, a head, is non-living. Even though like it's a part of you, it's still like when you refer to it, it's still a non-living thing.
Oh.
Isn't that? That's a little thing.
That's really interesting, yeah.
Weekwasqua, sweet grass is also non-living. Sure. Maybe because you pick it though, eh?
Yeah, because maybe it grows, but then when you pick it out of the Kagiaski, it's not no more living.
I know.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, mama, it's a good time, you know?
But I thought that it was cool to kind of talk on that, because it does, like, when you talk about certain things and you're referring to them, there are certain words that you use for non-living and living things.
Eventually, you'll get to that point.
I know, but that's just something, like, you can ask that. We've been encouraging everybody to get a mentor, aside from listening to our amazing show.
Well, bring it right now. Let me know let's see what the words you tell me. I'll tell you right now. Okay, no.
I know. He was gonna try.
I always know for imiguants. I always know it's a living thing.
Yeah, and I think it's because it. I don't know if it has something with the way it scoops things. Like it's not like a fork just pokes things or a knife just cuts things, but it like Yeah, I don't know. We'd have to ask. Yeah. I remember we were actually taught that.
Well, this is a good topic to talk about right now with these little bit of words that
right
we had.
Right now, I'm going to tell right you right now.
Kaituan mi guacho ma pik skuyansi ma kawita kun ta ma tsogutan. I would really think that things that were inside Kagi Aski or, you know, would be living because they're part of Aski, right? So Mother Earth. And then
I think it has a lot because
they grow.
I think it has a lot to do with the way it is described, because our language, like a lot of indigenous languages, were really descriptive. Like that's how we came up with some of these words. Like Pikatewapoy, for instance, it means burnt drink or something that's burnt that you drink. I think it has a lot to do with that. So when they describe them to the best way that anybody could, that's how they, I don't know. But I know there's different stories behind different things being living and non-living, but that's a really good fact to think about.
Well, no, I was just, I just
don't fall asleep. Moya.
Moya. One in ska, pewapanuma.
But just some other words to practice. These have nothing to do with being animate or inanimate. Like I was going to say right there.
Someone's saying like being fake or not fake, huh? Looking at me.
One ska, wake up. Hey, we're doing repeat after me.
One ska.
Pray, gagisimo. Here's another good one. Cook, bimnoaso. Hello, repeat after me. He's looking at his phone.
Sorry, Matsubotana, counselor.
That's not how you're gonna learn Cree, looking at your phone.
Okay, I'm like, just gonna mag it well, squeal.
Cook, bimnoaso.
Bimnoas and Matsubotana.
Bimnoas.
Bagiwe, bimnoaso, and we gimagan.
To be hungry,
no tege tan.
To eat, mitso.
Mitso.
Drink, mini kwe.
Mini kwe.
Get up or stand up.
Pasagogan.
Let's hear it again.
Pasagogan. I was trying to say, get up, stand up. Stand up, pull your rights.
Sit. Or even this. The same word for sit is like to be at home. Ape. It's probably like to be in one place, eh? Read. I am mitsige. To write. Masnaige. To be sleepy. Nute guasagan. Yeah. Lie down. Gawisimo. I don't think it's gawisimo. It's gawisimo.
Gawisimo. Yeah, there you go. Gawisimo.
Sleep. Npa.
Npa.
There you go. So those are some words to practice, you guys. They're simple little words. Mr. Wascott here was kind of tuning me out there for a little while, but he later on joined us.
I like the word for write it down. That's the thing about, see, on my learning journey, for some reason, if you could say words to me, masnaige, amoya, masnaige is read it or no, read it.
No, to write is masnaige. To read it is ayamitsige.
Ayamitsige. So I like that word. That's a word that falls. I'm going to, ayamitsige, read it, ayamitsige. So I'm going to pick that word. Usually when someone teaches me words like my nuigmagan, I find a word that I'm going to claim. If you've known me for now for the past 3 years, I find words that I claim and I'll say them 400. Is it 400 times? 400 times. Do you claim them?
Yes. Thank you for backing up from the mic.
I am itzige. I like that word. Yeah.
That's like to read. I am itzige. And to write is masnaige.
Maybe I should do two words. Masnaige.
Yeah. Both of them. Think of this. Masnaige. Then open a book. I am itzige. Yeah. But those are two really good words.
I am itzige.
But those are really good words. See, just even building your vocabulary word by word is really helpful. That's why just doing words like this and then putting them together with other words you learn, that's a learning process. That's something that really helps.
Those two words I just said in my sentence. Did you hear it?
Yeah, I did. See? Yeah. You used
see?
You know what? I was just thinking, we always talk about, you know, practice when you're home, even when you're alone. But even when you're out in public, around like Munyawak or non-Indigenous people, just say these words. Just say them anyways. Like,
yep.
Like they don't know what you're saying, but practice them.
That's it. I am itzige. Tanse, masnaige.
Masnaige.
One thing I do, and I know my Nawigi Magan notices that I do this. She probably hears me say it like a million times, but I do repeat repetitive words, right? So when I talked to Kiteyak, our elders, yesterday I made a phone call to an elder, and, you know, we had this convo because there was certain words that I could, you know, communicate with him, and then he would say it back to me, right? Yeah, I mean, speaking with words, but for me, I repeat words. So I have this little convo that I say to elders, and it works because I say the same thing to other elders too. So, but meanwhile, they still teach me new words too, which is really cool. So
and they correct you too, but, you know, and I think it's more encouraging because they hear you speak a lot.
Yep. And what do you think, Nawigi Magan, when you hear me speaking? Does it sound fluent?
I hear you on the phone all the time, especially when the Kiteyak phone you. And I've noticed, especially since you've been more involved in your community now that you're a leader and you speak all the time, that I've heard you say things I've never heard you say before. And your conversations go in different directions. Like, you know how to say different things, which I think is really cool. I've noticed that with you, and that goes to show that, you know, if there's something new that you're learning, say it as much as you can. Like, Dallas talks to the Kiteyak, the elders, on a daily basis, like day, morning, noon, and night. Somebody's calling them, or he's calling somebody.
Yeah.
And I hear your different conversations and how it's different with everybody. Like, I hear even the different things you say to our, like, how do you say, the grandmothers?
Yeah.
And then the different things to the, you know, the Muslims.
The Kasinoa.
Yeah.
And
but like, you talk about different things, and even your tone's different.
Yeah, and it's you know what, honestly, and I always tell you in the Nawigi Magan, it kind of gets a little intimidating sometimes because they speak real fluent. And
but you do, but, like, when you speak to them, you sound like you sound like your fluency is really up there.
That's really,
and I think that's where they talk to you. Like, sometimes I'll hear Dallas get a call, and right off the bat, they're only speaking just Cree to him throughout the whole conversation.
And it's kind of flattering. I like that, because to think that. I love to hear the language, and I think that's the only way I'm ever going to learn. But another thing I do too, Nawigi Magan, and to our listeners out there, I do quite a bit of icebreakers. Icebreakers with elders. And this is
what he has is he has these certain phrases that he uses on every elder, and it's something to kind of start conversation with them. Like, you always say, "Kitayawaw soon yauchi." Like, do you have any money?
That's a good one, yeah.
Or you always say that your old lady kicked you out and you woke up in the bush.
I always say that because that was the first thing I learned, right? I say, "Boy, why we to make a some why we to make a no I."
I want skyan.
I want skyan. No, we magan why we pin it. You know, and some sagaka nutsa winska, and I woke up in a bush, and then I was like, "Ye tabwe," and I was like, "Oh yeah."
It's just really believed.
But another thing too, like with certain icebreakers, I learned the word called Nitestamus. And Nitestamus is, it's my fellow horse, or my fellow...
stud?
Yeah, fellow stud horse, right? Or my fellow dog, right? And it's funny, right? Because I only say it to horse people, because they're horse people, right? And then horses and dogs are, you know, we think of...
Not just that. It's kind of like, I think, a joke between, like, Napiawak, too.
Yeah. But it's just icebreakers. A semi-close elder, I call them Nitsiksenis, like a young elder. They like that.
Like my fellow friend, my kind of old friend or something.
Yeah, and then the older elders, I say Nitsikseno, right? And the old ladies, I've only learned Nutaleso, but they like, for some reason, they ask, yes, I'm saying, because the younger grandmothers kind of laugh at that. Oh, that's it.
Nobody wants to be called an old lady. Yeah.
Or, and another thing too, I say to the really old ladies, I call them the Nawigi Magan, right? They like that. Oh, astamute. You know, they like.
You start getting nice and friendly.
So you see how I do that? I kind of tease. I kind of, you know, with the older, but the ladies, right? Compared to the men, it's like,
you see the tone. And I think that's a big thing, especially in our Nehyo culture, is respect. There's a different respect that you hold to your the Napewak, Igwa, the Iskwewak, or the Nuchigwesewak and Kisenewak. And that's another thing, like we were talking about animate and inanimate objects, but there is also certain things that you refer to the females in your life and the males in your life, which I think is really cool. That was our baby. You heard that little screechy noise on our mic. Dallas,
yes,
what were you saying?
Mike Skate, and I was trying to remember what I was going to say, Nawigi Magan, besides Nsagit, Mr. He, kind of talking as I shut my eyes here to vision. I'll go my vision quest there. Oh, so besides with the icebreakers, it works really good with the elders. And it builds
with anybody who speaks, I think.
Excuse me? No, I'm just saying it works. It's just different things that works for me, and I hope it works for you guys, because it's a way to build confidence too. And you said absolutely respect. It's respect. Oh, I got it. It's the language. For some reason, when you talk to your nogom or auntie or a relative, and you introduce or talk to them, and you know,
Nahiwiwin?
Yes. It's a different kind of perspective of how they look at you or talk to you. So if I call
you... I think it's a special... Yeah. It builds a special relationship, especially with our language speakers. You'll notice that if you have an elder or a Cree speaker in your life, notice the way the demeanor changes when you talk to them in the language. It is like that. And I see that too. Even, I think
like
it's...
Like the Wakutuwin terms.
Yeah.
Is what I mean, yeah.
We have to go over those again, I think. Maybe on our next episode, we'll go over that. Because there is a, like I was saying, me as a, being a female speaker and Dallas a male speaker, we wouldn't call the relatives in our family the same thing. There's different ways a male speaker would approach that and a female speaker.
I got it. So another thing, when I was talking to the Squewak or the Nutsagwaisuwak, I want a tease with certain, you know, with certain of them. If I call them Insugus, I call them Insugus, and some of them just laugh. They said, "Awas," you know, because it's a word that you're calling them other your mother-in-law or your auntie, right? But if that was my auntie, like my Uncle Mike's wife, I call her Insugus because that's what I would refer to in my...
That makes sense. And like we said, knowing your kinship terms is really important. It does. It creates a special relationship with everybody in your family and also the Cree speakers. You guys stay tuned right after these messages for some more Cree Chatter Hour.